Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
My life is a gift from you, blessed from heaven, that's for sure. So every day I live, give thanks to you. Oh, I haven't been perfect, and that's okay. And you still show love my way, yeah. Please don't leave me stay, 'cause I know the sun doesn't shine, the rain doesn't fall, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle little star. And just like we have winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can always count on you, because you never let me down. You've always been around. And my trust for you will never leave. It will never leave, because you know my destiny. So I believe. Oh, 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 oh. Every day my faith is stronger, knowing you're there, I hang on a little longer. Sometimes life gets a little hard, hey. Your times are tough, so hard to bear. I get weak sometimes, I feel you really don't care. But when I open my eyes and look out the window and see that the sun doesn't shine and the rain doesn't fall, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle, little star, yeah. And just like we have a winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can always count on you, 'cause you never let me down. You're always been around, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For those those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I send to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior and His Messenger, Assalamu Alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth, the Star and Crescent Report. And this edition of the Star and Crescent Report is titled, Out of the Shadows, the Desolations to Come. I want to talk to you a few minutes, brothers and sisters. First of all, I got some emails, and if I have time, I'll try to answer them. And if not, maybe I could write you back because I was slammed with emails and I did a lot of writing back last night, answering your emails, and some wanted me to answer them on the air. So if I get a chance to, maybe I'll do it, okay? But this subject matter follows in suit with our last show that we had because things are coming out of the shadows now. They can no longer mask the destruction and fall of America. As we went through the numbers on the last show and we calculated what Elijah Muhammad had taught us, and we went from the 400 years of slavery, and as we traveled from the 400 years of slavery that God had told Abram that we would go into, and what would happen and transpire after that 400 years, we would have to complete the journey of 400 years of slavery before there would be a breaking of Pharaoh's power. Because remember, Abraham, God's promise to Abraham is tied directly into the promise that God had given to Moses to raise up one like unto thee, Moses, in the last days. Well, we could not say that the time of the Jesus of 2,000 years ago was the last days. They didn't have anything like a thermonuclear bomb. They didn't have a regular atomic weapon. But we're not living in the days of atomic weapons. We are living in days of thermonuclear weapons. The most explosive weapons that this world has been able to bring into being. So now God gives a promise to Abraham, and he reminds himself of that promise as he gives it to Moses. I will raise up one like unto thee. Now one of us, when we see the collapse of America and the collapse of the global economy and the collapse of Western domination and power, one has to go back to the Bible and have a clear description of that Moses-like man, one like unto thee, Moses. Right? This is the God talking. So when we look at the scriptures and we look at the history of the Moses that God had made the promise to, we look and see that Moses was a descendant or up from slavery. His people were serving a strange people, right? And God had met Moses and talked to him face to face, as a brother speaking to his friend, right? Now, no other man in the last 2,000 or even 4,000 or even 6,000 years have come before you in such a way and said that they not only heard God's voice, but he spoke to them and he prepared them. And then he said he knows God better than anybody. Question me on them. This is what this man said. And for 40-plus years, he stood before the entire world of science and theology. And they did not dispute or could not dispute that champion of truth. We have historical records, so we can prove what I'm saying. This is not a religious ideology. This is fact, right? Because you can go. I'll give you 10,000. I'll give you 10,000 times 10,000. I'll give you 10,000 times 10,000. was he non-approachable when it comes to the truth. They didn't even waste their time with trying to dispute him because they knew that they could not win in a battle of theological disputes. And thus we have it up today. Let's do the mathematical calculations again for those of you who are new to the show. God makes a promise to Abraham. Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a strange in a strange land and shall serve strange people who will ill entreat them for 400 years. Now, the devil tried to teach us that the first slaves came here in 1619. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad corrected them and said, that's wrong. And they had to go back. See, they took out 64 years of your history. Why did they do that? The white man, he does things strategically. Why did he take out 64 years of your history and then had to add it back in there? Because he was trying to put one over on you. He was trying to make the world think that when he brought you to the shores of America, you had bones in your nose and that you were a savage. But Elijah Muhammad said, you must look again into the history books, Mr. White Man. And he had to go back in there and reprint or add to what he had taken out. This was forced by that little man from Sandersville, Georgia, who had no formal education of himself. And so they come to the conclusion that the first slaves did arrive on the shores of America in 1555. Then we do a mathematical calculation of the time from, because we have to serve 400 years. So we look at 1555 to 1655. That's 100 years. From 1655 to 1755. That's 200 years. From 1755 to 1855, that's 300 years. And from 1855 to 1955, that's 400 years. That completed the promise that God was talking with Abraham of. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that because we were so fully shaken to sleep and so fully dead of the knowledge of ourselves, that God gave this man an extension of time, 60 to not exceed 70 years. And if you have a 1955 and you add 60 years to that, that puts us up to 2015. Now, what's important about that? Well, let us see. You say not exceed. You say, so it could go up to 20, 25. It could. A law can do anything. But that 60 could not exceed. Does not mean that the devil would completely be removed at the time. No, sir, Muhammad teaches us in the theology of time that not all of them will be removed at that time. But listen, this is according to he's removing a world. So what is to take place? Look at the mathematical calculation. So we wind up at 2015. 2015 also happens to be the ending of the 40 years of tarrying in the wilderness. So if we look at this, these things are not arriving by accident. And then we look at the white man's situation. It had become so tenuous, so precarious in 2015 that they're saying that this thing cannot go on much longer. This is when the white man started getting really anxious, when he started really feeling the pressure. Why is it all collapsing? I'm not saying it is all falling down in 2015. I'm saying, but 60 to not exceed 70-year rule. We're at that 60. We're at the end of that 40. And all of the economic barometers and all of the economic signs and all of the cultural barometers and the cultural signs and the military barometers and the military signs point toward war, collapse, and destruction, right? Now we're seeing what Elijah Muhammad spoke come out of the shadows. And we're watching the desolations that were to come. You can say that I don't believe. You can say that I'm not a Muslim. Well, if you're black, you're a Muslim, and you're going to come to recognize that because by nature you are made to submit to God. And if you are an atheist, I can stand here and prove to you that you believe in a God, if you would like to say that you are an atheist. But let us go into this a little bit. As we look at the time, we're seeing that time is running out and has come to almost a conclusion for for the Caucasian world. This is not just Rashid Muhammad saying this. You can listen to all of them saying this, that they've kicked the can down the road for so long that it cannot be kicked down the road anymore because they have reached the end of the road for this kicking of the can economically and militarily. It comes as no coincidence that the stock markets, while you're laughing at the fights and the football, the stock markets tanked yesterday. It comes as no surprise that America flexed her nuclear muscles by having war games with dozens of nuclear bombers, right? It comes as no surprise that Russia tests the Topol intercontinental ballistic missile, which travels, I think they say, 10 times faster than any missile that America has. It comes as no surprise for the positioning of the troops around the world and America enacting fascist laws within her own borders and arming and training her military to put down all inside rebellion while she's facing an outside atomic war. These things are not just happening by chance, and they're happening at the end of the 40 years that we're to tarry in the wilderness, which corresponds to the ending or that 60, do not exceed 70-year rule or extension that was given to the devil to give us time to awaken to the knowledge of God, the knowledge of the devil, and the knowledge of ourselves. These are not coincidences. So when we look at this and we see God moving what Elijah Muhammad spoke out of the shadows, and we're seeing the desolations that he spoke of to come, we can bear witness that we are at the end of Adam's rule or Adam's reign, and Yaqub will be put to sleep forever. Well, I don't believe it. You don't have to believe it. Just stick around, brother. Stick around, sister. You're going to see it. Never before did you think that the nations would be able to challenge America's domination and power and economic might and wealth. Never in your lifetime did you believe that you would see the nations rise up against America. Look at when Elijah Muhammad was talking this, when he was saying this, there was no such thing as challenging America power, her economic wealth, challenging her policies around the globe, because no nations or combination of nations were able to do it. Why are they now rising up at the end of the 40-year tearing in the wilderness when God comes to free you? Why now are they doing that at the 60-year part of that 60 do not exceed 70-year rule? Why is it that, as Muhammad spoke, that Ford and General Motors would not be able to give you a job at this time? Why is it that those same things are bankrupt now? Why is it that when Elijah Muhammad spoke to you about China chasing down this white man like that white man chased down our red Indian brother, what is one of the focal points of American military and foreign policy today that wasn't 60 years ago? See, we have to sit down and we have to look at these things and analyze this. Forget religion. Forget what you believe. Let's deal with facts. Why is it now that Russia has reemerged as a counterweight and counterpower to America, and they're eyeing each other for war? Huh? If you look at Message to the Black Man, if you go into the Theology of Time, if you read Our Savior Has Arrived, if you pick up The Fall of America, these exact scenarios were written, were spoken of by Elijah Muhammad. Why is it now that the Fed is being exposed of having no goal? Elijah Muhammad said in 1967 that the goal of America and Britain was gone so long that they don't even know how it looked. When America is talking about her wealth and her power, why is it today that Peter Schiff, Jim Rogers, Gerald Celente, and a host of other economic gurus are saying that America's money is only fiat money and has no sound backing, and it is only bagged with other fiat currency? And the gun, did Elijah Muhammad say that in 67? That her currency is now robbed of its backing and that it is only bagged by more currency, right? Why is everything that he spoke of? See, one thing we don't like as black people, we don't like to give credit where credit is due, especially when that credit is given to someone that looks like, talk like, and act like us. We'll give it to the devil no matter how much we say that the white man is the devil. We don't want to analyze and look into the truth when this is a reflection of who you are that is speaking that truth. But no matter how much you try to hold back the truth, as that old African proverb says, there's no weapon or army that is as powerful as an idea whose time has come. Elijah spoke it, and time has brought it about, and it is manifesting itself in the desolations that are coming upon America and the Western world. We can't deny it. We don't like it, some of us, but you can't push it back because these things were ordained long before you ever came into being. As I said on one show, we are too impressed with individuality, and we don't study the signs of nature. In nature, and in the Holy Quran, as I spoke to you before, there are chapters in there called the bee and the ant. And one should ask the question, why would these chapters be dedicated to these little insects or these little animals? Because in there's a lesson in there for you to learn. Because nature is not so much concerned with you as an individual. Nature is more concerned with the preservation of you as a species. But the white man had it twisted. Everything that God puts in a natural order, the unnatural man comes in and tinkers with and turns it unnatural. Right? So he's fighting all of these tides that are coming against him, and you fall for it. Well, I'm an individual. I'm this and I'm that. Well, we are individuals, but we are supposed to work collectively toward the benefit and the progression of our people or our nation as one. But we can, it's me, I'm, because we want credit. We've never had the credit. So if we get a little credit or we get a little money, we forget about that we are not only associated to those whom we've left in the dust, but as soon as the white man and his civilization and his culture uses you up, he'll cast you back to the rocks just like he did us. Ask Bill Cosby. Ask Michael Jackson. And ask a host of them after they have used them. Ask the old white woman loving O.J. Simpson. And think about how wicked this white man is. They kill us every day, right? And they just can't let OJ go. They can't let that go, could it? They doing all kinds of stuff. They cannot believe this nigga got away with killing one of us. You see the mindset? They won't let it go. And here you are. Not all white people are bad. We can't look at them like that. Each one is responsible for themselves. Well, that's true in a sense. But we're looking at what's pervasive in society. We're looking at like the white man does you when you apply for credit, like the white man does you when you apply for anything, or when you ask for something, or when you need something. He goes back on a track record, right? He keeps a history of you from your birth to your death, and he judges you by that record in his society. But you are so foolish that you don't look at it like that. You want to forgive everybody but your own kind. Here you are, on one hand, speaking that the white man is the devil, and then you'll go work for this devil. And yes, ma'am. And here you go, you got beef with your own brother, especially one that believes like you. I'll kill that devil. This is madness. And you can't see it. But surely I'm out in the street selling papers and talking to the people. But isn't that what Jesus said that you would be doing? You would be casting out devils in his name, right? But when the time comes and you say, Lord, 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 didn't I do X, Y, and Z? He's going to look at you, turn his head and say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I know you not. Because now the truth is coming out of the shadows and cannot be held back. And the desolations that were to come are now coming upon America first. And the entire white structure or system that had dominated all of the indigenous people around the globe. So So the white man is resorting to what he's had before, what he can only go to when everything else fails. War and division. What is he doing in Southeast Asia? Arming Taiwan. Know that that will provoke China, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that that would happen. The messenger said that this Asian pivot that America speaks about, that's nothing new. It's new to you because the devil decided to announce it to you, ignorant behind, because you don't want to listen to nobody but him. But Elijah Muhammad spoke it in 71, 72. He said America would stockpile her weapons in Asia and focus her guns over there and try to prevent that yellow man from breaking out. Because he knows that the yellow man is after her with a passion that cannot be quenched until she gets him. That's an Asian pivot, isn't it? Isn't it? Talk back to me. 347-989-0855. See, when we're dealing with this stuff, some people think just because you have a title called Muslim that you're speaking on religion. No, we're speaking on theology. And theology is the science of hidden things. And you can weigh this. You can put what I say on a scale of facts and see if what I say is the truth. Go Google what I'm saying. Or Yahoo or whatever search engine you use. And you'll see when you're done with it, you're going to come back and say, man, Rashid was right about that. But then even more than that, you're going to have to say that the man who Rashid learned from is more right than Rashid is. And that man is the last messenger of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's a beautiful time, black man and black woman, to be a true and sincere follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Why? Because the Moses-like man that God had promised, that one that would come and prepare the way before God, the rose of Sharon, the lily in the valley, the root of Jesse, the Lamb of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, was in our midst for 40-plus years doing an unparalleled work. And now time is vindicating every word he spoke, every thought he had, and every motion that he made. Isn't it? If what time is not vindicated, if it's not vindicating Elijah Muhammad, show me where he spoke some of this. It didn't happen or it's not happening. And if you can show me, I can go right back and take what you said and go into the theological side and prove to you that what he said is right. That's why I say it's a beautiful day. Isn't it beautiful when you are vindicated? Isn't it beautiful when you receive justice? The Christians in the church have always prayed for Jesus to rise and save them. Well, this is the day that Jesus has risen from the grave of ignorance, of being trampled in the street, and has come out of that sarcophagus, out of that sepulcher or that tomb, and it's not alive for the entire world to see that Jesus or justice is being meted out through judgment of the entire world. They're going to get what they put out, and they can't stop the rise of Jesus. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Bible says that, talking about the Jesus, about the name Jesus, and how much power is in the name Jesus. Right? And we bear witness in the name of Jesus will give you power and authority. Justice will if you act on justice. But if you act in an unjust way, there's no power in that name. All right? So we're seeing that God is working out his plans to vindicate Abraham and all of the prophets from Abraham to Moses and all of the prophets up to the last and the greatest messenger of God, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All of them are being vindicated. All of the scriptures are being vindicated. And the black man, especially here in America, and the black woman, especially in America, are being freed, renewed, and resurrected whether they want to or whether they know about it or not. And we know that you've been sold into 100% of your white master's way of life and thinking. But God had proposed something that he can't, even the devil don't have power to stop this. Your salvation had already been worked out. I want you to walk with me a little bit, black man and black woman. The pillars of the white world is cracking. I'm going to go back to a couple clips that I played on the last show, and then we're going to get somewhere with this, all right? Because I want you to see 2015. Remember that now, because that's 400, and then you add that 60, do not exceed 70 years. So somewhere up in there, you can hear them talking about, well, 2015 or 2016 or 2018. The main point of what they're saying is they're talking that it won't go much longer. And remember, this goes into the realm of the 60, do not exceed 70-year rule. If everything were to go down right now, that's the 60 years. But in between that, so much more can go down. That's the do not exceed 70-year rule. Extension. Who said it? Long before this stuff happened. You know, all I'm talking about, the bond market is corrupt. There's a derivative market of $250 billion. The currency markets, this market. But they weren't saying that when they were prospering off that, because the markets have to have a host body for it to prosper, right? And the host was you, the dumb, the dead, the blind, the deaf, the ignorant. And even though you're at the bottom, they're sucking the blood out. And now God is detaching the host body from the system, and the system is dying. It's a zombie system. It's a vampire system. And God is no longer allowing it to get the blood that it needs for the life. I want you to listen closely and remember all the wildest stuff that I'm talking to. It's your little brother here. I'm not going to talk at you. I'm not going to talk down to you. I'm going to talk over at you, to you, because I'm your brother. And I want you to see exactly what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches and what he's being vindicated on and what the world of scholars and economics and science know this to be true. And they are all coming over to his side. He didn't come over to theirs. He didn't budge. He didn't fudge. He didn't move, and he didn't flinch. But the entire world of man is now bearing witness that Elijah Muhammad has told you the truth. Isn't that what the Bible says? That they would confess. All of these opponents would confess. They're not openly saying it, but if you start off one way in opposition to a man, and over time the circumstances and events force you to murmur or mimic or even imitate what that man says, but you hide the man who's been vindicated, whether you hide him or not. Let's go forth, black man and black woman. The tricks of the magician don't last no much longer than they're able to confuse the people. And now everybody is seeing that the misdirection of the economists no longer works. We are blessed to be followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen closely.
Could the Fed raise rates and then in a few months have to completely backtrack? And if they have to do that, aren't they going to have zero credibility right along with zero interest rates again?
Well, Greg, that's why they're going off zero. They're going off zero just to maintain the illusion of credibility. But as I said before, if commodity prices keep falling and global GDP keeps falling and the manufacturing recession that we're experiencing right now in the United States metastasizes into the service sector, and the ISM readings are telling us that's exactly what's going to happen, Janet Yellen will be at 50 basis points on the Fed funds rate. Maybe she gets to 75 by March or June of next year. But that doesn't obviate the fact that she's going to have to take all those back and enter into QE again, just as the ECB and the BOJ are doing right now.
She's not going to let the economy sink in an election year. My goodness sake, she's a Democrat. She was picked because she was a big Democrat. I don't mean to politicize the Federal Reserve, but that's a known fact. So she's going to let the Democratic Party sink into the oblivion and keep raising rates in the 2016 election cycle?
Well, here's where I come down on this, Greg. The Federal Reserve is going to slowly hike interest rates, and I'm going to emphasize slowly. Now, I'm going out on a limb here saying what she's going to do tomorrow. She's going to hike by 25 basis points on the Fed funds rate, and then really apologize for doing so. But as I said, that doesn't change the intractable motion towards a recession. So she's going to have to take back that interest rate hike. She goes back into QE sometime in 2016, and there will be congruence with the Fed's monetary policy and the ECB and the BOJ. I think the U.S. dollar is really in jeopardy here because the dot plots indicate we're going to be at 1.5%. I don't think we ever get there without completely flattening out the yield curve and sending the U.S. economy into a depression. And if that's the case, how the heck can the U.S. dollar maintain where it is on about 98 on the DXY? I think it rolls over. I think it rolls over hard.
The devil cut me off, black man and black woman. They threw me off the air. All praises to Allah. Oh, my God. Here we go. So, brothers and sisters, if I get disconnected off the air, I want you to remain where you are until I'm able to connect myself back. I was prepared for this morning. So that's why I was able to get back on a little faster. But I want you to, because I know the devil don't want this out here, but I want you to, and I'll go to the phone lines in a minute. But I just want you to think of over something. In the midst of all of these things, why is everything lining up mathematically? See, this is something we don't think unless we're forced to think, and the white man knows that. He'll tell you some news, and you'll believe it right off the bat. See, it's on CNN. See, it's on such and such. This man is a liar. He was not made with the truth. Therefore, he will always tell you lies. Even if he give you the truth, he's going to spin it. But the thing is, I want you to understand something. That in the midst of the fall of America, why is it all lining up mathematically to what the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught and teaches us? This is, come on, black man and black woman, I want you to understand something on these things. I want you to think for a second. Think, because your life, and I want you to, for everybody who's listening, I'm not concerned about what other people believe. I'm not concerned about what they think. I'm not even concerned about trying to explain to them, because they've had 80 years, 40 with the messenger and 40 with his presence not amongst us. And they've had an extension of time. I'm after my people. And I want them to know and understand that we have a mighty God and Savior that has come to redeem and deliver you at all costs. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that God told him that he loved him so much that he would kill off nations to give you a home. Well, what's happening now around the world? All what you see going on, that's to give you a home, because America refuses to let you go. But once God gets on her, like he's going to get on her, the same outcome of Pharaoh, Moses, and the so-called Israelites will be the outcome of today's Moses, today's Pharaoh, and the so-called American Negro. I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick, but I want to get back into these clips. Make sure your statement or your question is brief, and it is pertaining to the show at hand. If you have questions outside of the show, you can email me at Hiram1555, that's Hiram1555, at yahoo.com. Okay? Now let's go into this. Let me go to the first caller. 310, you on the Starting Crescent. 314, you on the Starting Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I send to you.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam, sir. How you doing?
Oh, that's my brother right there. I'm doing good. How about yourself, my brother?
It's fine by Allah's grace, brother. Happy Ramadan, by the way.
Thank you, my brother, and likewise.
Yes, sir. Just raise my hand, because I just want to warn you that you have been cut off, and just glad that you got back on, brother. And you're doing a great service for the nation. Brothers and sisters need to realize that and understand, tying all this together, brother. Just want to thank you, and encourage you. Assalamu alaikum, bro.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. Now let me go to the next caller. 678, you on 678, you on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I send to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, dear brother. How are you, sir?
Brother, I'm doing good. I'm a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. How can I not be feeling good?
Brother, I'm also a follower of the last and greatest messenger of Almighty God, Allah, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. My name is Brother Waqil Muhammad, and I'm calling you by way of Atlanta, Georgia, brother. It's a beautiful day, brother. It's a great day, but it's a grave day. We've had the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad before us. And what you see going on today in our communities, we're looking at a juvenile delinquent running all over the planet, and we're asking him to give us justice. That's insanity. That ain't going to happen. So the fact of the matter is, we're asking a juvenile delinquent who's only been on the earth 6,000 years to give the original man and the original woman, justice, this demon is going to do what he was made to do, which is to be the opposers of the black man and the woman. And until we embrace the plain truth that our beloved messenger gave us, we are going to continue to go down the path of destruction. He was made to do what he's doing, and we need to see it for what it is, brother. Our children are dying in the streets because we've rejected the messenger of Almighty God Allah, the Jesus that was raised for us. So, brother, I just want to encourage you. This is my first time ever. You know, I friended you on my Facebook page as well. But it's so good to hear the true followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And it ain't about throwing shade at nobody, but it's so many of them out here, brother, that claim to do the work of our messenger, brother. And you know and I know, brother, they so far from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings. You know, and I'm originally from Chicago, brother, so I won't go any further with that. But, brother, it's just, they don't even, if the messenger came back tomorrow, he wouldn't even be able to recognize them. So all praise is due to Allah, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, and praising him for raising up our last and greatest divine messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brother, keep on doing the good work. I'm going to be supporting you as much as I can. And, you know, happy Ramadan to you, brother. And the
likewise, my brother. And you stay strong, brother. Remember, whether it's you in that city by yourself or whether it's a dozen of you, we guerrilla fighters, brother, and we're going to hold out to the end, my brother. We're going to hold out till Gabriel blows his horn.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And assalamu alaikum to you, soldier.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, I want to go, the brother made a quick point, which is, goes along with what we're talking about justice. Now, for those of you who are out there screaming to the beast for justice, thing is, I want to point you to a chapter that you should be familiar with. It is a chapter that was taken directly from one of the most, in my opinion, one of the most powerful, insightful lecture ever given by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I love it. I play it all the time. The U-Line Arena speech by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this is an excerpt of that speech. In The Fall of America, the first chapter you open up, the messenger talks about justice and how not to go to this white man screaming for justice, because the God of justice, that just God, is now on the scene, and he's going to force justice for you and I. And the weapon that he will use is the judgment. In the judgment, he will force justice to come to you. And he will break the back and the power of the white man and force you. See, some of us, we don't understand. We really don't understand as God teaches us this truth. And I noticed that the brother made a poignant point there. This is a time here. Well, God is—he's forced now. This is the hand of God is forced now because He made these promises, and God can do everything, but as my mother always says, lie and fail. And He made a promise to deliver you at all costs. Now, whether you accept Elijah Muhammad or not, that's immaterial right now. That we would love for you to accept it, but Muhammad said to himself, he said this himself: I don't care what you believe in. You can believe in foolishness or Buddhism. It doesn't matter to me. He said, you believe in that right now because my God has not struck out after you 100%. But when my God strikes out after you 100%, you all going to come to Elijah Muhammad. If you don't, then you can say that God and his prophets were liars. So I don't focus too much on what we see before our eyes, about the madness that you see, all this was foretold to happen. When we look at the promise of God, because some of us, we're looking at the situation over in Turkey and how Turkey is on the side of America. But what you don't see is the backdrop of all this. You don't see what's going on behind the scenes that will force Turkey to drop America or be dropped from America and turn on the tide of the Muslims. Elijah Muhammad spoke it, therefore it must happen. The same thing with the so-called American Negroes. Everybody will be forced, except those who willingly go. Why? Because God spoke it through his messenger. And just like everything else, that last messenger of God spoke, and the way that he spoke it, listen to me good here. This is for everybody who's listening. Because we think that we can take the messenger's teaching and make it a feel-good teaching. And we believe that we can add our own salsa to the food that was prepared by God himself and delivered to us by the chef of all times, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. We think that if we put a little ghettoism to it, a little Pan-Africanism to it, a little schoolboyish to it, then we can improve upon it. You can't improve upon what God has given you. So what I'm saying to you is, as I'm teaching you this, the message itself is great, but also the way you deliver the message means just as much as the message itself. The messenger said that the way I give it to you is the way that I received it from God, right? Why didn't he go and start talking street lingo with you, huh? Why didn't he go and start trying to get you to be like a Creflo Dollar in it? Why didn't he? Because the weight of the deliverance was just as important as the message being delivered. Because God didn't give it to you flashy. We are flashy people, and we love that. But the method, always remember this, the method of deliverance of the message is just as important as the message itself. We can't act a fool with these teachings. We can't be haughty and high-minded and arrogant and boastful after receiving this truth. The messenger said, I know it makes you want to stick out your chest, but push your chest in and look at your brother and your sister in the right way. Not to try to spoon off them or get over on them, but elevate them to your level that the nation itself may progress. This is a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let me say it again to you if you hadn't heard it. Let me deliver this message. It is going to be VIP with all kinds of love attached to it. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I bear witness to this today. And I'm going to teach this truth the way the messenger wanted taught. If don't nobody listen, as the messenger told us, and as Saladin used to tell us all the time, he said, brother, when you having meetings, even it was given us in the temple, and it was given to the ministers, that the people are supposed to show up at X time. If they don't show up at that time, lock the doors and teach the chairs. This is the honorable Elijah. Because the message and the method is so important that it don't need you. You need it. You understand? It's a beautiful time because you've been delivered. The prophecies of the prophets is coming into fruition, and it is all being done to deliver you. Think about it. You thought you were the worst. You thought you were the lowly of the low. And when you see your people out there, and I know some of you, without knowledge, you be saying to yourself when you see your people out there in the streets with the pants sagging, with the women's backsides out, with the madness that they portray out there, you say, people are lost. Yeah. But that seeker has found them. And that's why we'll call the lost and found, or the lost found, nation of Islam. Because we were lost in the madness of the world. But we have been found by God in person. And just like it took time for the truth to resonate in you, you cannot make God out to be a liar. Because the prophets and the prophecies say that it is time that the dead in God rise. Now, I don't care what the situation looks like. I don't care what the moment may bring. God will be vindicated. And you can't stop the bum rush. You see what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? And this is why my heart is happy. Because we're at the working out of God's word. We're at the end of white power and the establishment of a just and righteous world predicated on freedom, justice, and equality for all who are worthy to qualify themselves in such a way. And that's why we would have unlimited progress, because there would be nobody standing in nations that were to come and are now coming upon America. Again, these devils are scared and they can't stop the bum rush, and they're telling you that the situation will be very, very ugly. Listen to this.
How can, if we're going to have this big bond implosion, I suspect you mean all of them, including Treasury.
Leverage loans, student loans, TAR loans. Like I said, the securitized auto loans with AAA ratings are up 300% and 200% increase in the subprime, which is, I think, a 640 credit rating. The whole economy has become addicted to easy and free money for 7 years, and you're seeing the cracks in junk. But it's not limited to junk. It's everything. It's sovereign debt. We have $18.8 trillion in outstanding U.S. debt as we speak. That's an increase of $10 trillion. Can we service that debt when the one-year note is 2% instead of where it was at 0.1%? No, we can't. And that's the same in Europe and the same in Japan and the same in China. We are globally addicted to ZERP. ZERP will be here forever. But when they try to take away ZERP, as Janet Yellen is doing right now, watch the blowback, what happens in the economy and in markets. It's going to be very ugly.
See, this is, now we go back, I think it's page 44, 54. Let's go to Fall of America real quick. I want to get this in. I see your hand up. I'm going to get to you after the next clip. But let's go back to something real quick. You remember what he said? He said they're going to try to do X, Y, and Z, and when they put it back, the blowback will be devastating. This is what Elijah Muhammad was talking about when he was warning you, when he says this. He says, for nearly 34 years, at this time it was 34 years he was amongst us, I have served you, just as the law's warners of old served the hard-hearted and hard-headed disbelieving people who were great lovers of the enemies of Allah and the true religion, Islam, which means entire submission to Allah's will. There is mockery, and evil plans are made against my life by the wicked, just as they were made against Noah and the subsequent prophets. Powerful, rich world of Christianity. Remember what we said on some of the previous shows, that when Muhammad talks about Christianity, he's talking about, he's intertwining, sometimes he's meaning the white race and sometimes he's meaning the religion, because our Savior has arrived, he says that these two are interchangeable, right? You can look at it, and our Savior has arrived. He says, the powerful, rich world of Christianity, talking about those who have fooled you, especially America. He gives it, he puts some all kind of points around America, because he said especially. He's highlighting something. He's making something stand out from the rest. So he says, the powerful, rich world of Christianity, who is the most powerful and who was once the richest of the world of Christianity, or the white race? America. So he goes and adds, especially America. Then he goes and says this. It's made to seem as immovable as the mountains, right? And we know, as we've talked before on the show, that according to theology and scripture in the Bible, the mountains represent governments, right? So even when we look at a physical mountain, we will see that it looks immovable. But oftentimes, when they're getting ready to build railroads or to build underground bases, they use high explosives to remove those mountains, the same way that the mountains appeared there. They then are removed. So Muhammad says, they are made to seem as immovable as the mountains. Then he stops, pauses, then he gives you this. But it is not impossible to remove mountains. He's letting you know that no matter how America projects herself around the world, no matter how much NATO tells you that they'll be here and be there, and it may look so, and you may get hard-hearted, you may get tired, you may get weak, Muhammad gives you a sense of satisfaction when he says that, but it is not impossible to remove mountains. Well, tell me how, Muhammad. If you give me a second, Brother Rashid, I'll tell you. They can be removed by high explosives. Well, if the governments are mountains, how else can you remove them unless you use the highest of explosives? And what causes insurrection? What causes civil strife? What causes poverty? What causes disillusionment and dissatisfaction? And the disillusionment nations. Economic desolations, right? This is what the white man is talking about. So he goes and says, but it is not impossible to remove mountains. They can be removed by high explosives. He's not talking about TNT. He's talking about currency and economics, debt and derivatives. So he goes and follows that up to bear witness to what I said. He says, so wealth and power also can be reduced to nothing. So to reduce this, you must have high explosives laid at the foundation of these governments. What do we see in Europe, Australia, Canada, America? All of them are suffering from debt and fiscal insolvency, deficits, and the borrowing of more money and more money, and the waging of more wars. See, they're calling it a trap, I would like to say a divine snare, that's the best word for it, a catch-22. Because if they don't fight the war, their power will recede. If they do fight the wars, they're speeding up their power as it recedes to collapse. They're speeding up the collapse of the economies, the dissatisfaction of the people. They're speeding it up with the war. So that if they do it, they're going to be destroyed. And if they don't do it, they're going to be destroyed. Isn't this a beautiful plan that Allah had ensnared them in? He caught the bears in the bear trap, right? It's beautiful. Let's go to the phone line before I go back to another clip, all right? We'll go to the 424. You on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I say unto you, my brother, my brother, my brother, Isaac Blake.
Well, Islam, sir, beautiful teachings, brother. I just call it this morning, straight talk, real talk, brother. I'll praise you, brother. Brother, you touched on Jesus, and brother, I just wanted to read something real quick, brother, out of the History of Jesus by Elijah Muhammad, Messenger of Allah. This was published
by a man. Hold one second. Let me say something to the listening audience, and then I'll let you read it. I know the time is running out, black man and black woman, but I'm going to ask you for another 5 minutes of your time, and we'll give this brother time to read what he has to say. So give me 5 or 10 minutes more of your time. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir, brother. This is Article Number 11, October 5, 1957. The so-called Negro salvation is their own true religion, Islam, under the guidance of Allah, God, to whom be praise forever. The history of Jesus and his mother is a sign of the history of the so-called Negroes who have been lost from their people for 400 years, who now are found and must be returned to their own, or else Western Christian government will be brought to an halt by the great God, Allah, under the name of Mr. W. F. Muhammad, the mighty Mahdi, the son of man, Allah in person. As I have said and shown in my articles on Jesus' history, most of Jesus' history 2,000 years ago is referring to an apostle in the last days and not of the past. In several places, it is referring to the suffering of Allah God 3.5 years trying to get to the so-called Negroes under disguise. History repeats itself. The same race that hated Jesus 2,000 years ago hates Jesus' people, the so-called Negroes, today, and is casting them out. The limited knowledge that the so-called Negroes have of themselves and their enemies makes them think that the enemy's rejection of them is wrong, but it is not. It is really their salvation to be rejected by the devil. The wrong that the enemies are doing to us is that they won't let you go free. Indeed, they won't allow even Allah God to do